Congratulations, Lourdes, on being nominated for the Young Farmers Award. Could you tell us what motivated you to become a young farmer?
Yo desde pequeña he vivido siempre en el campo y he visto.
Since I was a child, I've experienced life on the farms as something natural, not just as work, but as a way of life. However, seeing how generational succession was being lost made me decide to dedicate myself fully to livestock farming. I'm motivated by the idea that it is possible to live from the land with dignity, innovation, and respect for the environment, and that the rural future is actually not incompatible with modernity.
Innovando y respetando el entorno, y que el futuro rural no está reñido con la modernidad.
One of the fundamental pillars of the decade of family farming is supporting young people and ensuring the generational sustainability of family farming. How is this principle reflected in your own experience as a family farmer?
Creo que mi explotación es un ejemplo de relevo generacional.
My farm is a real example of generational succession. I took over the family farm while adapting traditional practices to new technologies. For instance, I used GPS collars, drones, and digital systems to monitor the flock without losing the essence of extensive grazing. I firmly believe that supporting rural youth means allowing us to innovate without breaking our connections to our roots.
Porque eso significa permitir innovar sin romper con nuestras raíces.
As a young farmer, what would you say are the main challenges facing young farmers today?
Yo creo que el mayor reto.
The biggest challenge is simply getting started. Access to land, resources, and financing is still very limited. This is compounded by excessive bureaucracy, unfair prices, and an urban mindset that doesn't often understand the real value of farm work. Another significant challenge is the masculinization of the sector, which makes it even harder for young women like me who want to pursue agriculture or livestock farming, often forcing us to constantly have to prove our worth to be taken seriously.
In your experience, how have your country's public policies supported you as a young farmer?
Bueno, según mi experiencia,
public policies have improved in some areas, but they're still far from the reality on the ground. Many policies are designed from an office without understanding the actual real daily life of farmers and livestock keepers. I believe policies should be more flexible, closer to reality, and above all, developed with us and not just for us.
Y sobre todo, hechas con nosotros y no para nosotros.
What message would you give to public policymakers to strengthen the participation of rural youth in agri-food systems?
Yo les diría que la juventud.
I would say that rural youth do not need to be told what to do. We need to be listened to. This means including us from the beginning in policy creation, trusting in our capacity, and simplifying the processes so that starting a farm is not an obstacle course. Investing in rural youth, in young rural people, is not an expense. It's actually guaranteeing the food sovereignty of tomorrow.
Why do you think it is important to focus on women in rural areas, especially in light of 2026, the International Year of Women Farmers?
Because for too long, we have been invisible. Women in rural areas have supported family farming, livestock, home, and communities without real recognition nor equality. Focusing on us is acknowledging that without rural women, there is no rural future. 2026 should be a year for visibility and also for action. Less tributes and more effective rights.
What message would you like to share on behalf of young farmers?
We are not the future. We are the present of the countryside. We are proving that it is possible to produce sustainably, innovatively, and with rural pride. We ask for respect, support, and a voice, because caring for the land and feeding people is ultimately an act of hope and an act of commitment to the planet.